Rusty Quill presents.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This is entry 3114, titled Tiny Guy's First Day. Written by an exchange member going by the name Jess Burson and recorded by Joseph Rutledge. I'm not really sure how they got my home address, but this entry was sent directly to me from a place called Wireland Ranch. Right out of college, I was hired into a paid internship with one of the biggest companies in the world, Mojave Logistics. I knew I was supposed to be excited, but all I felt on my way to the office was overwhelming fear. fear that I would do something stupid like set off the fire alarm and make everyone instantly hate me, fear that my skill set wouldn't be where it's supposed to be and the whole company would know what a fraud I am, fear even that I was dressed too casually or maybe too professionally. This was one of those modern-minded companies that had a break room with a pool table and beanbag chairs, after all. Maybe they all came to work in pajama bottoms and cozy sweaters, and here I was turning up in black slacks and a blazer. On my commute into the office, I tried deep breathing away all the panic. I'm pretty sure every person on the train was staring at me, wondering if I was about to throw up or pass out. My legs felt weak as I climbed the stairs down from the train. I made my way through the busy sidewalks toward the skyscraping glass monolith. I'd be spending more time inside than my own house for the foreseeable future. And maybe the way things are now, forever. A surly man in an all-black uniform barely looked up as I approached the lobby security desk. "Hi, I was told to check in here and get my badge. It's my first day." I tried to smile charmingly at him. Too much teeth. He might think you're a threat. Just the lips turned up at the corners. No, too much, you idiot. You look like a man that's never smiled before. Are you even a person? Jesus. The man sighed and opened the drawer, withdrawing a lanyard with a white plastic card on the end, and said, "This is your temp badge." "Oh no, I'm not a temp. I'm an intern in the finance department." He finally looked up at me and cocked his head just enough to let me know that I was already annoying him. "Temp badge, as in the badge, is temporary. It will stop working at the end of the week. You need to have them take your picture so they can make a permanent one." Right. Yeah, of course. Sorry about that. Mental note to bring this guy a coffee tomorrow morning. Hopefully, that'll help me get on his good side. I held my breath as I passed through the metal detector. Those things always put me on edge, so when it beeped, I think I let out a tiny yelp.
"Step off to the side, please," the security guard groaned as he stood up from his chair and picked up one of those little wand things. "Hands over your head." I could feel beads of sweat running down my back as he waved the wand back and forth across my body. It honed in on the front trouser pocket.
"Are you carrying any weapons?"
Do my house keys count?"
"Empty your pockets, please."
I did so as quickly as I could, placing the keys, my transit card, a tube of chapstick, and my lucky worry stone onto the corner of his desk. He waved the wand again, no beeps this time. "Stupid, why did you think you could go through a metal detector with keys in your pocket?" He waved his hand limply, indicating I could take my stuff and get out of his face. By now, people were swarming into the lobby and neatly filing themselves into lines for the elevators. There seemed to be some invisible procedure they were following, so I joined a line at random and tried to observe. Only 5 people per elevator. That seemed to be the standard. Okay, that means I need to count. Let's see, there's what, about 10 people in front of me? Okay, so I'll be the start of a new batch, okay, so I can do this. Once I was at the head of the line, I diligently waited for one of the sets of shining golden doors to open before stepping inside. Floor 32, there's no buttons in this elevator. Why are there no buttons? What do I do? A stern-faced woman with her hair in a tight bun entered the elevator. Excuse me, I'm just a little guy and it's my first day and I... She didn't even look at me. She just held out the card hanging from her lanyard to a small black square which lit up with the number 26. "Oh, that's really clever." I scanned my own card and saw the number 32 appear to my great relief. And simultaneously, a disjointed thought crossed my mind. These were people who worked at the corporate headquarters of one of the largest companies on the planet. They likely make more money than anyone I have ever known, and they all seem to be so miserable. This can't be real, right? Like, that's the key. That's what I've been missing. Am I going to become one of these people? My thoughts were interrupted by the ding informing me I had arrived, and
I knew then I just needed to take this elevator back down, just go home, and the 32nd floor was thankfully easy to navigate. All I had to do was head towards the big glass doors at the end of the hallway, scan the badge to get in, and let people navigate me from there. The girl at the reception desk actually gave me a genuine smile, the first for this morning, which helped alleviate so much of the nervousness that was threatening to overwhelm me.
Hey there, how can I help you?
I'm the new intern. I was told to ask for the floor manager.
Oh, fresh meat, huh? All right, well, welcome aboard. I'll just give him a ping. Hang tight. One sec.
She tapped a nearly invisible earpiece as she gestured towards an armchair. A few minutes of me nervously foot-tapping passed before a tall, thin man in a dark brown turtleneck rounded the corner and held out his hand to me. Welcome aboard, fresh meat. Come with me. I'll show you to the dungeon. I tried to laugh without sounding nervous, but I don't think I pulled it off. The dungeon, it turned out, was what they called the inner office boardroom where all those interns worked. It had acquired that name because of the lack of windows, meaning those who inhabited it easily lost track of time, a casino trick paid forward to the CEOs and oligarchs. They take your dopamine, your money, and or they take your time, and they won't settle for anything less. Or at least that's what I thought at the time. First day jitters aside, everything went pretty smoothly. Janice, the intern I was replacing because they'd been promoted to a full-time position, was my absolute hero. They held my hand every step of the way, showing me all the weird little quirks of the software that I needed to watch out for, telling me which executives never turned in their expense reports, and warning me to not use the break room coffee machine because no one ever cleaned it. For the most part, everyone else was just as friendly. Even the surly security guard started to wave at me as I passed him in the mornings, and by the end of that first week, all of my panic and social anxiety was gone. I felt completely at home. I kind of felt like I belonged. They weren't kidding about time passing abnormally in the dungeon. There was one day when I looked up from my tablet to find all of my fellow interns had cleared out without me even noticing. Stepping out into the wider office, I realized that everyone else was gone too. Is it really that late? How did I not even notice everyone leaving? Why didn't anyone say anything to me? My curiosity got the better of me and I started to wander a little bit. I really hadn't seen too much of the whole floor yet, just let alone the rest of the building, except for the lobby, the break room, and the dungeon, of course. The desks were all placed, evenly spaced, open clusters of four, giving the vast expanse of the room the look of a chessboard. As I walked from square to square, a single yellow sticky note on a desk caught my eye. I moved closer and closer until I could make out the writing. Basement level. Don't go down there without protection. Cautiously, I lifted up the note and found that it was stuck to a blank security badge. My mind started racing. Why would you need protection to go to the basement? Is there mold or something down there? If it is mold, why would someone from the finance department need to go down there at all? Maybe that's where they keep the old records, but wouldn't they have digital scans of that kind of thing now? What is going on here? Before I even knew what I was doing, I was in the elevator. Faced with the shiny black box, I decided to scan the blank badge instead of my own. A little green letter B appeared as the doors closed in front of me. It's okay. If anyone sees you down there, you can just tell them you were running an errand for someone and got lost when you scanned the wrong badge. No big deal. Probably happens all the time. When the doors opened again, it was to reveal a long concrete corridor lit with blinking fluorescent bulbs. I could hear a sound like whistling wind somewhere off in the distance, but I couldn't pinpoint which direction it was coming from. Cautiously, I stepped out of the elevator and made my way towards the door. I still don't know why I felt so drawn to it, but I had to know what was behind it. As I approached, I noticed a small box to one side of the door. I held out the blank badge to it, and it flashed a green light at me. The door didn't so much as open, but Rather, it melted sideways into the wall. That's the only way I can describe it. And after it did so, I started hearing something like a droning chant in the distance. I could just make out the side of the flames flickering against the dark walls, which was the only indication of how big the space beyond the doorway was. Something moved in the darkness, but I couldn't see what it was. I was transfixed, hypnotized by what I was seeing, and my feet compelled me forward before my brain had a chance to object. Something hissed really close to my ear, and I turned around just in time to see the door materializing back into its place. I'm stuck. Hello? Is someone there? I got lost. I'm just a little guy, and it's my first week.
Fresh meat.
I turned in place, trying to see where the voice had come from, but nothing was there. I heard the chanting off in the distance. I could see an altar. I don't know what other way to describe it, but I can just go back to the lobby. I said I didn't mean. Can you just open the door for me?
Welcome aboard, intern.
Tiny Terrors is an anthology horror podcast produced by Pulp Audio and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 international license.
This episode was directed by Cole Weavers, with sound production and editing by Mike LeBeau.
To find additional information or to join our Patreon for additional content and ad-free episodes, visit our website, www.tinyterrorspod.com.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Tiny Terrors Pod.
Or join the Pulp Audio Discord by clicking the link in the description below.
Rate and review us on Spotify and Apple.
And finally, thanks for listening.
Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.